messed up?
Yes, they torn.
Torn? Well,
if you had to choose, you'd say, you know, messed up rather than torn up.
Well, it depends a good deal. I think if something like you
I usually get
described, I think torn up is probably what it is.
Somebody asks me, what's on your mind? And I say, absolutely
nothing.
They say, oh, come on, there must be.
There must be something.
It's a pretty good tape recorder. I like it because it's a good one. It's such a good
tape recorder.
Another song, I'll Be Loving You. What comes next? Not never, the opposite of that.
Always.
And person might say, if he lived in a house, moved in a house in 1960, that he's lived in that house ever
since 1960.
And boy pulls a girl's pigtail. She turns around, about ready to hit him, and he says, "Oh, I'm sorry, it was an accident." She said, "Was not. You did it
purposely."
Or I did it. Could say on.
Oh, you did it. Yes, on purpose, I guess.
Never a purpose. Did it purpose?
I don't think a purpose. You might see that written sometimes. I've read that expression, but I don't think I've ever heard it.
I heard it 3 hours ago, or 2 hours ago, or 2 hours ago. I guess. Child's bad. You have to
spank him.
Did you ever say take and spank or go and spank? Just spank.
I think
take and spank him. I'm going to take and spank you.
Well, I've heard that expression.
But not likely to use.
No, I think they just say, I'm going to spank you. Sometimes they say, I'll give you a spanking.
I fight today. Yesterday I
fought.
And you ever use, I might could do it? I might could do it. I might do it. You'd say, I might do it, or I might could do it.
Well,
Mott could do it.
I might say that if... like I say, I was too tired to try to think what I should say.
Not likely. That's a good Arkansas, too, I guess. One last thing, and we're done. Start counting from 1 to 14.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Whoops, okay.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
All right, after 19 comes...
20.
And after 26 comes...
27.
And after 29 comes...
30.
Would you really say 30? Or would it be more likely 30?
Probably 30.
And after 39 comes...
40.
And after 69 comes...
70.
And after 99 comes...
100.
And after 999...
1,000.
As far as I'm going. If there were 6 men who came through the door, and I was this one, you might say I was the
first one.
Using man at the end, I was the
first. Yeah, you was the first man.
And after me came the...
second man. Third man. How far do you want to go?
After the fourth man came the...
fifth man.
And after the fifth man came...
sixth man.
Might
seven.
Say, that's enough. You might say when trouble hits, it hits all. It hits all. You ever say everything happened all
at once? All at once.
And if I had 2 acres of ground and you had 4 acres, yours would be?
Twice as large.
That's it.
You were talking about the song Millie Gray this morning. You've heard the expression, you know what a gringo is, don't you?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, I heard the story, I don't know if it's true or not, but you might be interested in it.
Okay.
But the way that thing originated, it originated at the time of the Mexican War. And at that time there was a song very popular in the United States. Green grows the grass on Nellie's grave. That was the chorus of it. Did you hear that?
No, I can guess what's going to happen. Go ahead.
So, the Americans, as they worked down into Mexico, were always singing that song around camps. Green grows the grass on Nellie's grave. Green grows and green grows, and pretty soon they call them, there's the green grows. I heard that told for the truth. I don't know whether it is or not. I thought it might be interesting to you.
No, I never heard it. Your name, full name, sir, is
Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y-T.
Street. Yeah. Okay. And moly. This is March 4th? 5th?
Mm, 4th.
I had my record straight when I was here and all that. Well, I do thank you very much.
Well, you're